Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, it is now time. I knew he didn't like Mike Bacsik. He made the smart decision. Jerry Jones on for the second time this week.
Yeah.
Here on Sean and RJ, along with Bobby Bell, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, Jerry. Good to have you back.
Sean, RJ, Bobby, good to be on with you guys, and Merry Christmas to you guys.
Jerry, do you do your Christmas shopping? How much Christmas shopping do you actually do?
Well, listen, I'll tell you, I do quite a bit, and I really enjoy it. But the basic fun of it for me is really going in grocery stores. I need that, the smell, I need the atmosphere, the celebration that goes on for this time of year. I need that to get in the spirit. I grew up above a supermarket-type store, and I just can't get there unless I have that experience.
How does the how's the Christmas meal going to be different from Thanksgiving? I remember Lesore peas in the past. I think I remember some duck. How does it differ from Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm getting ready to have that this morning, traditionally, and it's side meat. It's salt pork. It's called side meat. Delicious and kind of the traditional for our family, kind of a game type meal that can involve some type of venison, but those are usually the kind of things that show up.
Jerry, can you cook or grill, or you're just hunting it?
Oh no, I can cook. What I'm great at, frankly, is and I'm smiling when I say it, but. Frying catfish.
Oh,
and that's a legacy. I got that from my father. And but you put it in there and you meal it up and let it come to the top. When it's at the top, it's time to eat it and eat it right there.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Jerry Jones right here. RJ's mouth is on the ground. Yeah. What are you so surprised by?
I haven't had good catfish in a long time. And I really enjoy good catfish.
Yep. First of all, I grew up in an area where it came out of the rivers.
Yeah.
And as you know, catfish out of the river is special, too, as opposed to farm-raised or otherwise. But my family did a lot of fishing and did a lot of frog gigging, frying those frog legs, cooking that catfish. Mm. And that's as far as I knew, that's the way it was.
Jerry, we heard you had a little fun with Turpin over the Pro Bowl news. Can you tell us anything about putting a scare into your special teams ace?
Listen, I really didn't feel bad, but I wanted to be sure because we haven't had a chance to joke around much, and he didn't know me. And I got into that and asked him about that turnover that he made against Houston. As we got into that, I realized that maybe I was going a little too far and I better get it out on the table and tell him he had just walked in here and made Pro Bowl returner his first year in the NFL. But I let up real quick because I've known him, like I said, he didn't see me either, so he couldn't tell I was smiling.
Well, look, let's talk about some of these guys. You listen to the radio, you know the stories. We all had y'all losing this offseason. People were ticked off at Steven. Why did Gregory get away? You had Tank Lawrence maybe not coming back. And then here you are at 10-4 in the playoffs with 7 Pro Bowlers. So just talk about some of these guys and the seasons that they had after a lot of people, including us, questioned the Cowboys offseason.
Well, I think that I'm really pleased with some of the work that an Armstrong has done that didn't get to the Pro Bowl but played like one on occasion.
Yeah.
And he really stepped in there. I know we were disappointed that Gregory was not going to be out there. Frankly, I was too. But I felt that for where we got to, that you could have Armstrong, and you basically, if you will, you can have a Williams, who was our second-round draft pick. But we thought that we were getting as many as three players for what the price got up to relative to Gregory. Gregory is a pet cat of mine, and I've not only really liked him as a football player and his unique pass rush ability, but also as a person. So it was hard, but it was the thing to do, and it really turns out the really right thing to do. Those players that we got that we couldn't have had with what we were going to spend for Gregory have been outstanding.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. You mentioned Williams. Jerry, what can you tell us, or how is he doing after the little car accident yesterday?
I haven't talked to him, but I do know that from the standpoint of the wreck, I think it's fair to say he's okay. Now, I say that without having talked with him or, frankly, really analyzed the extent of his injuries, but they were discussing whether or not he could play Sunday or not, so that maybe gives you an idea of the status of the injury. But it would be purely a concussion question. And I don't have that. I don't know where he sits, and don't know that anything other than the timing of the accident got him within a pretty sensitive time frame of playing in this game this week, because we do need him.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones joins here 105 through The Fan. Do you see this game as a measuring stick?
Well, against how we played the first time, yes. It sounds like they're not going to have their starting quarterback, but I do. And frankly, it's important for us to come play good football right now. And I do want to see us do that. And I had always planned on us being competitive and having a chance to really win the whole thing. And it's still there. So I want us to, if I have my druthers, so to speak, I want us to play as though we had to win it for a playoff game to get in the playoffs.
Jerry, Jaron Kearse was talking to the media this week and had some sobering statements about how the defense has played. He was, talking about how they haven't lived up to their standard and said specifically that teams turning on the tape right now watching the film they've put out recently, specifically against Jacksonville, they're going to have teams licking their chops ready to play them on defense. Do you like hearing that kind of accountability, and are you comfortable with the preparation this week, how they're responding to what was a rough game last week in Jacksonville?
I sure am pleased with that kind of introspect, if you will, of where we are. Everything you do in pro football goes on tape. Your practice goes on tape. Your games go on tape. And it's freely and it's distributed throughout the league, and not necessarily all the practices, but it makes my point. You are accountable whether you recognize it or not. And if you show vulnerability in areas, that's going to get exploited. That's as sure as the sun coming up. And so this is a part of the game that you better be ready if you have a spot that you're trying to cover up or a weak spot, then the opposition's going to get to it. And they do have the football players to take advantage of it. All of them do. And so that's why on any given Sunday out here, you can end up on the wrong side.
Jerry, we heard Dan Quinn earlier this week talk about that they were going to kind of open things up and have a competition at that other corner spot in addition to Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland. How do you anticipate that playing out on Saturday, that third corner spot?
Well, I will let it play out, and that's what he meant, and we'll see where it goes from there. But frankly, I think these players realize that it's certainly maybe not over a week of practice, but in general, you're up against playing out competition all the time, especially young players. And so I don't think it surprised anybody. I think it could be very effective in terms of describing it that way, articulating it that way, because it could remind you as a player that you've got better give it everything you've got each play at practice. What you put in there at practice, what goes in is all that can come out in a game. And that's really as far as the entire year. All that you put in, that's all that's in there to come out. So if you have not put in all the right stuff or put in a lot of good stuff, it's not there available for you against Philadelphia. And so these guys are always encouraged to really bear down, really take that classwork seriously, really bear down. And the ones that are the best prepared usually play the best.
Jerry, you know, early in the week, we heard that Leighton Vander Esch was obviously going to miss this game. Do you anticipate that'll extend past this weekend? And do you think that in response that you guys will play Micah maybe more traditionally at linebacker this weekend?
I don't know that that's the case regarding Micah. I don't know that that's the case at all. He's such a valuable pressure player. On the other hand, I want to be judicious with Vander Esch relative to look with the playoffs ahead. So we'll need to watch how quickly he comes back. I'm so relieved for him and that the injury was of the nature that it was and not more substantial. But we will be very, very careful here. And as you can see, he's really missed when he's not out there. He was sorely missed the other day. They took advantage of him not being out there. And we have great depth. We've just we've got to get it out there and have it make the plays. But that should be our most in-depth position, linebacker.
Jerry Jones, join us here at 105 Through the Fan. Will T.Y. Hilton be active this week?
Yes, he will be. Yes. And I'm excited to see him. And he's got the experience. And, boy, if he can really run and he can make his routes, as you would expect, he's always had that as expertise. One of the smartest players that you've been around in the NFL. And so he hit the ground running here and should impact us immediately.
So not just active, but would you anticipate him being pretty heavily involved this weekend?
Well, heavily is a little bit of a word there that we won't hang on, but I do expect him to be involved and counted on, let's put it like that.
Jerry, have we? Can we officially close the door on Odell Beckham for this season?
Let's just leave it where it is. And I have said that the more weeks that go by as you get into toward the playoffs, and the less you have really pushed, and I'm talking physically now, and I'm talking about coming off his injury. The less you have that, then it diminishes the chance of him being able to play in the playoffs. And that's where that is. And but in respect to our conversations that we have had and talking in the future, I'd just leave it where it is.
Jerry, how do you see the right tackle rotation working this weekend? Is it going to be the same as last week or more Tyron?
It would, I think it worked very good last week. And if we can make that work this week, it'll be good if we can get that much. It's great to have Peters in there as well, getting those reps. That'll pay off for us as well.
Jerry, how do you feel about Howie Roseman and the roster and the team that the Eagles have built this season?
Well, I don't know how you could be more impressed. And I'm as ever bit as impressed now as I was when we played them earlier, and they ended up winning. And so that was impressive. We didn't have Dak at the time. So let's see where we are now. This would be a good measuring stick, as you mentioned at the start of the show.
And, Jerry, you know, we always talk about it doesn't feel like we have rivalries as much in sports, but this feels like a rivalry for both cities. They're listening to this. We spy on them. We want to talk trash and rub it in their face as often as possible. But does this feel like the rivalry for the Dallas Cowboys right now?
Well, it's sure a rivalry. Make no mistake about that. And I don't want to incite other teams by saying it is the rivalry, but it is a rivalry. And all you have to do, I'm reminded, this is a morning where I have all my family around me, all my grandchildren, and all of us. Well, in their early years, you could bet that when we went to Philadelphia, and most of them went and were there, they'd end up crying half the game because of all the things that were being said and all the things that were being gestures and everything that were going on. It's hard for them to understand. But that just makes for a good feeling when you have a good day.
Well, look, Jerry, we are happy that you're able to join us again this week. Thank you so much for the honesty and the time, as always. Enjoy the family time. Merry Christmas, and let's go get a win tomorrow.
Let's do that. That's the important thing. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. We got a little surprise guest for Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.